Most crimes are usually solved within a year or two after they have been committed, but this case is an exception. After 12 long years, the trial of Hugo Selinsky is finally coming to a close. It started back in 2002 when Tammy Fassett and Michael Kurkowski went missing. Their bodies were then found in 2003 buried in Selinsky's yard. Selinsky was charged with homicide and conspiracy to commit homicide in the deaths of Fassett and Kurkowski back in 2006. The trial finally started last month due to scheduling delays and another trial Selinsky faced in connection with a strong arm robbery. Lead I-Team reporter from Eyewitness News, Andy Mahalchik, tells us how this case is the longest he's had to cover.
It started in 2002, actually, with the disappearance of Michael Kurkowski and Tammy Fassett. Then their bodies were found a year later. We've had other cases with appeals and that kind of thing, but this is by far the longest, without a doubt.
Mahalchik explains how this case is crazy enough to be a movie.
This case has had so many twists and turns for the past 12 or 13 years. Prison escape, bodies buried in the backyard, five that we know of. Selinsky beat the rap on the first two. He was found not guilty. And even the characters in this trial have questionable backgrounds. The witnesses in the trial, as the defense pointed out, are questionable. So it just has all the elements of some made-for-TV movie, but this is real, and this is happening in Luzerne County. So it's a different, all murders are horrible, but this has the dynamics of, it's almost like too unbelievable.
Court watcher Max Benjamin from Kingston tells us why he goes to the trial almost daily.
I had attended the 2006 trial of Hugo, maybe five or six, seven sessions. So I just had a passing interest in it. And when this trial finally came to being, I decided that I really want to partake in it and kind of see as much as I can. So with the exception of 3 days, I've been here every day. And the reason I did miss those sessions was that I was called to be a juror in another trial with Judge Gartley. And that ended last Friday.
Benjamin explains his fascination with the Selinsky case.
Like so many people, you've been following this story for many, many years. And I'm not sure how many delays there have been, but it's been quite a number. So when it finally came that Judge Parentoni was going to be the judge for this case, I arranged my schedule. Well, not really much of a schedule because I don't work. I'm 67 years young. I'm retired. So I just wanted to participate in this and absorb as much as I could. It's kind of like reading a book. You know, you're reading and reading and you finish one chapter and then you just can't wait to get to another chapter. So that's basically how I would describe it.
Benjamin explains why being a juror, especially in this case, is a hard job.
If you're a member of the jury, it's probably one of the most difficult decisions that you'll ever have to make in your life. They have to take a look at 10 charges that was outlined by the judge yesterday. And I was taking notes and I wrote a number of them down. And I don't know if you noticed or not, but I timed it. The judge took an hour and 34 minutes to deliver the charges to the jury. And that ended about 3:35 or thereabouts when they left courtroom number 4. And I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday on the phone. And when I told him this, we said, how could the average person digest all that information that the judge gave to the jurors? The average person can only digest about 20-30% of the information that's provided.
Benjamin tells us his prediction of what the verdict will be.
Based on what I've seen the past almost 3 weeks and what I've heard and what I've read, I would go with the prosecution. I think they've built the case.
And the verdict came in Wednesday night around 8:20. Benjamin was right. The jury found Selinsky guilty on 2 counts of first-degree murder and 6 other charges. On the next edition of WRKC News at 5, we will discuss what actually went on in the courtroom from Benjamin and see how reporting a trial has changed within the past 25 years. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Aaron Harvey.